Hey, I'm Connor, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Recently, I caught up with Antonio Banderas and found out about Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Hey, Antonio, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm very excited about the fact Puss in Boots is back. Listen, how does it feel to be playing him again?
It was just great. It was just revisiting. It's almost like visiting an old friend. That's the feeling of it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like seeing an old friend. Now, in the film, Puss is on a mission to find the wishing star. Now, if you had one wish, what would your wish be, Antonio, and why?
Very similar. My wish would be very similar to the one of Puss in Boots. I would like to have 9 lives. And so that's what he's looking for, just to refill, his lost lives. No, the character, actually, we found very early in the movie that he lost 8 of his 9 lives. Now he got only 1 left. And that makes him just to enter in a completely new universe of possibilities. Now, with the possibility of dying, his personality changes slightly. You know, he becomes more vulnerable. He becomes more existential. He becomes, more complex and more profound in a way. And it's a big difference to the other movies in which he's so arrogant, he's just so full of himself, knowing that whatever happens, he always have 1 more life. So, but that's not the case in this particular version, in this last movie.
No, absolutely. There's so many great messages, as you've just mentioned there, throughout the film. Lots too about friendship. I feel a lot of that within it, and opening up and talking about your feelings. And, that's something that we really feel within that film. Now, for you personally, how important do you think it is for children that are going to be seeing this film to kind of understand those emotions?
Absolutely important. But friendship has been a constant since we started to do the first movies of Shrek. The participation of Puss became in number 2, and then it continues to his own movies too. But the friendship was always there as one of the big pillars to understand the characters. In this particular one, I think it's for kids. And after, we have been going through the pandemic, and kids were confined as adults, and they lived in a way, an experience that nobody knew if they were prepared for or not, just to confront that experience with a character that now is, in front of a truth, a reality, which is, the possibility to die. It makes life very important. And at the end, that is the message that comes through his friends, Perrito, little dog, and also Soft Paws, played by Salma Hayek. Is just, you have to actually make of your own life something really important. You have to value what you have, because you have the possibility to lose it, And that is very important, to live every day and every second as it was the last one that you're going to have. That is the big difference, with the other movies in which Puss just behaves in a completely different way.
No, yeah, it's great to see that in this movie as well, we are really focusing on those strong messages of which you was just mentioning there. And it's, I think, done in such a magical and clever way as well, with it being a kid's film. It's so subtly there, but it really is standing out within the film. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We established from the beginning of this series of movies, a very specific style to do them. In a way, the stories, the narrative of the movie, how it was created at the beginning, based on fairy tales that we all know, but changing slightly them, taking another angle to look at the same characters that has been with kids, with me, when I was a kid from a long time ago, and just looking at them from a completely different perspective. And then also in the way that we actually were doing the process of making this happening. You know, we have a lot of freedom. We have a lot of capacity of improvisation. You can do the movies anywhere that you are in the world. In fact, you know, this last one, I did the whole entire performance in Malaga in a very little studio that is literally in front of the theater where I was performing every night. And the only problem that I had is that Puss in Boots is very loud. He's a very loud character, and I had to sing every night. So every time that I did a session for Puss in Boots, my voice was gone.
It's the joy of playing Puss in Boots, right? It's the joy of playing Puss in Boots. He's a big loud character.
Yeah, but you cannot tell the audience in the theater, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sing so well today because actually I've been just performing Puss in Boots. Because you cannot, that doesn't work like that. But you know, the procedure, the way in which these movies are done is very, very special, very unique. They give you a lot of possibilities of creating the character with the cartoonists, with the creators, with the director, with the scriptwriters, with everybody that is behind. So we all participate in the sessions. The session is not just you, some lines, and you just go and you just say the lines. It's many people on screens from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Everybody has an opinion. We talk, we discuss, we just find different ways. We do actually many different versions, so they have the option later just to edit in the way that they consider is the best. So it's more complex than the people think, but at the same time, it's very rewarding.
Absolutely. Now, quickly, really quickly, before we shoot, I would love something from you. On the Fun Kids Breakfast Show here in the UK, we have something every Monday, a little segment called Monday Motivation. Now, before you shoot, Antonio, any words for some motivation for the kids across the UK?
Well, the motivation is, to preserve actually movies in the movie theatres. That is a good motivation. Go there, go to the magical space called movie theater in which you can watch something with other people that you don't know in a dark space with a big screen to enjoy, you know, the fact that you are doing something with others. That is a good thing to do. That is the motivation for this Monday.
Antonio, that is great motivation. Go and enjoy the magic of movies. Thank you so much for your time today and well done on the film. It's such a great film. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Antonio Banderas, and it was so cool to talk to Puss in Boots himself and find out all about what he would do with his extra 8 lives. If you love this podcast, then remember to listen to Stream It, where Robin and I chat to the biggest celebs in the universe and find out all about the films and TV shows you need to be watching.